so you got to help this woman out. Sometimes you have good advice when it comes to husbands to be and girlfriends.
Yeah.
This lady says, well, she's married to this guy. My husband is warm, caring, and creative. He's also been a bit absent-minded. He's a bit of an absent-minded professor type. Everything from forgetting to lock the front door to ruining a very expensive camera because he got overly excited, jumped in the ocean, and decided to take photos.
Oh.
And there's one thing that I just cannot shake. I am terrified once we have children.
Oh, because she's worried that he's going to be really irresponsible and what, like jump in the lake with the kid in his arms?
While he always leaves like his wallet in the back seat. He leaves things at the restaurant and just gets up and leaves.
On the roof of the car and drives away.
Right. It's not like I don't trust him as a person. I just don't trust his brain. So what do you say to a woman like that who has a guy that forgets all the time?
I really think, and I don't have children, so I don't know this for a fact. Maybe you can back me up on this. I think once you have kids, that kid is your priority. And you start to think about that kid more than you think about other stuff. I think if you're somebody who's constantly losing sunglasses and leaving your coffee on the top of a car and driving away, those are things that are inconsequential. You don't really care about. That's your child. I don't think you're going to leave your child. You're not going to jump in the river holding your child. Jimmy, we're talking about inanimate objects. Like, he's terrible with inanimate. Don't give the guy an umbrella. Don't give him a pair of sunglasses you really like. You know, like my boyfriend has a problem. If I give him like a piece of clothing that I really like, if he washes it, he always ruins it or he loses it. But if we had a child, I don't think that he would shrink the child in the washing machine. You know what I mean? Like, I think that once you have a kid, there's a part of your brain that just clicks on.
Mm-hmm.
Is that true? You're a parent, you know.
When I buy $5 sunglasses at Kmart, I lose them or I step on them or I sit on them or whatever. I've had the sunglasses I have now for probably 3-4 years now because they're an expensive pair of sunglasses that I don't sit on. I don't lose because they're very dear to me. So, yeah, I think I agree with that. Plus, if a kid in the back seat, they never shut up.
Right.
They're always
Hang on a second. That's actually a really good point. Because remember that father a couple of years ago who forgot his kid in the car and left and the kid died. Remember that whole thing? It was here in New York. The guy was just, I mean, he was broken and devastated and shattered. And you know that he didn't do it on purpose. He wasn't trying to kill his child. You know, he was absolutely devastated about it. He had said that he was just like working and mindless. He hadn't gotten a good night's sleep. He forgot the kid was there. Now they have things in cars that if there's a baby seat or car seat, it beeps. So I think she's going to have to get all of these little bells and whistles, you know, use his phone to remind him of stuff. Like if you have the kid, set a little timer. The kid's in the tub. Don't forget the kid in the tub, you know. The kid is going out to the pool. Go with whatever. I think whatever it is, he's going to have all these reminders and all these little like bells and whistles and things that beep that they now have to protect children from absent-minded parents.
Well, what they should do is get a tile, those little tile things
that
you can put on a necklace for the kid and the kid wears it all the time. So you'd be
right.
Oh, crap. I've lost my kid. Find my kid. There he is. Right. He's still
It's like a
car.
Find my phone for a kid. Yeah.
Right. So you just give him a tile. You put it on him when he's born. And then he just keeps it on till he's 16.
You know, or she's going to have to realize that she's going to have to be the main parent there. That she's going to have to like supervise.
Or hire a nanny.
Hire a nanny, have the mom around, something. Like if she thinks that it's going to be a problem leaving him alone with the kid, that's not a risk I would want to take.